Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, here's a cautionary tale for guys like Puss. Utah wildfire that's already burned more than
it down.
1 square mile of land was started by a man
who saw a spider
trying to kill a spider with his lighter.
Was he outside? Because that then burn it down is not necessary.
Corey said, his name was Corey. Corey Allen Martin, taken to custody Tuesday. One day after he tried to burn a spider he encountered while hiking in the foothills. God, leave him alone.
Of course you're going to see a spider.
I am not an advocate of burn it down in that situation. Because what you're going to do is burn it down.
Right.
That's a bad thing there in the national forest.
You just want to burn down your own home.
He didn't offer a reason for wanting to burn the spider. He hates this spider.
He hates his spider.
What led to him to stop and notice a spider and decide to try and burn it, we don't know, says Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon. There may not be a why. He might not know why. Reckless burn, marijuana possession. Oh, damn it.
he's not helping.
He probably wanted to smoke the spider.
Yeah. Might have smoked the spider.
Put him on top of my staff.
Burn the spider, man.
Yeah.
Do you see that Onion headline? It says historic heat wave causes California wildfire to catch fire.
I saw signs out there, Todd. Explain this to me because you're a more mountain guy than I am. I saw signs in Breckenridge that said fire alert all through those mountain towns, and it was really low all weekend.
Oh, was it?
So, yeah, it was low. It was like in the green.
Was there a burn ban in effect, you know?
Didn't ask because I wasn't camping. But It didn't seem really dry, so obviously that's why it was pretty low. But is there a lot of fires in the mountains of Colorado?
There have been in the past. Yeah. I think this season is a lot less than it was in previous
seasons.
They
had this big, all the towns we went into basically had a big half circle
little
thing.
Little dial.
Yeah, right. The dial. And it was down in like the lows.
Okay, so in the past few seasons, the dials in the national forest.
So I was throwing joints out the car.
Have been way
perfect.
Up there.
Lit joints just put that. Could just throw. Nobody wanted to rest.
That was for the Bears.
Yeah.
We've been out there a couple summers where there's been wildfires within 100 miles or so of where we've been.
Oh, yeah. I can point on a map.
It happens.
Any number of favorite.
I figured that. They have a permanent signs up. I'm guessing it happens.
Right. I can point to this favorite camping spot that burned a couple years ago. Right. Here's another one that burned to the ground 3 years ago.
Can you go back to those, or are they just out for a generation?
is that a coincidence? This favorite one burned down.
Thinking it might be you.
Was that?
That's hilarious.
If you look at the path,
my last five have burned down right after I left.
It's really weird.
From 100 miles away. I forget the troublesome fire was one. Oh, where I camped.
Aren't they all that?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a bit redundant.
Nobody should get that name.
What they do is they name them after geographical features of where the fire starts.
Oh,
and this started
troublesome Colorado.
In some area called the Troublesome Creek.
All right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So you had the fire signs, did you have the falling rock signs too?
Yeah, I've seen there's falling rock signs in western Pennsylvania heading out to Pittsburgh, so I'm used to those signs, but they still scare me.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, there's really nothing you can do. There's going to be a rock eventually. And it does. Hits a car once.
Right. Hope it's not you.
Right, right.
But sometimes, usually in the like the Glenwood Canyon, something will fall on somebody's SUV.
Yeah, when they say falling rock in the Rockies, they mean falling giant ass boulders the size of your car.
Yeah, they're boulders. Yeah. Right, right.
I mean,
right,
every now and again, you're like, oh, the interstate's closed because there's a giant hole in it.
Right.
Yeah, there doesn't look to be a lot of active fires in Colorado right now.
No,
so.
No, it's because you're not there, Todd.
Right. Yeah. You went north.
You went to Canada. See how that works?
Your favorite spot in Canada caught on fire.
How's
last
Canada
week
looking?
Oh, that looks pretty clean, too.
That by golf way, course burned
it's just
up.
Smoldering.
Everywhere Todd goes, it's just a dumpster fire. And behind, I'm out of here. A
couple of people have checked in on the email already that are podcasters. One of them's up in Maine, and one of them's in Newfoundland, Canada, which is even further north than I was.
But anywhere in the world, TNTRadioEmpire.com, iHeart, we're on all the podcast platforms. We're not iHeart company, but we're on their platform.
He's like me. I've got all 50 states and then all the Canadian provinces on my list.
Oh, you're
at some point.
Don't use the word bucket list. Stuff you want to do before you find out you're dying.
I just call it my list.
You're like Heath Ledger and the Joker walking away from the hospital and you're limping away from your campsite. It's just.
That's a great visual.
And with the same makeup on.
Right.
And dressed like a nurse.
Yeah. With your wet tent slung over your shoulder.
You should have asked somebody if they can have a campfire there, because I'm curious.
Well, I would have had to camp.
And care.
Yeah, well, you would just have to talk to somebody who is camping. I got friends out there. I suppose I could ask. But
he's made a lifetime of not talking to people about camping.
They let you.
Yeah. And we're going so far, right?
When there is a burn ban, they let you bring like the little propane fire rings. Those are okay.
Every time I saw the arrow in the blue where everything's fine, I just threw my joints out the window, you know.
So you can still have a fire in the ring, or it has to be from a propane tank?
Has to be from a propane tank. When there's a burn ban in place, and I don't know that there is right now. But from the looks of it, maybe not. If the fire danger's low and there's no wildfires in Colorado right now, maybe you could actually have a campfire, which is unusual this late into the season. Usually they've shut it down by now.
Yeah. Well, again, they heard you weren't coming, so they said it's cool. Todd's not coming this year. Have a campfire.
They asked me, "Are you Todd or Tyler?" Or Todd and Tyler is. Todd coming? No, cool. They put it down. They put it down the blue, blue.
Everybody, lower your dials. Todd's not coming.
We just saw Tyler in a bar.
Well, that's all I have to do in the future is just announce that I'm not coming.
Oh, I told people
and somehow sneak in.
When people ask me about camping, I said, "Wrong guy. I'm not going to talk to you."
Look at this fish. No.
I'm not looking at that fish either.